parasha begins, V'atah t'tzavas b'nei Yisrael, Yichu elecha, Shem Zayis, Kosos l'mor, L'halos na'ar tamid. And many mefarshim, in examining this pasuk, ask that typically when the Torah wants to introduce such a directive that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Tzavas b'nei Yisrael. Why over here does the pasuk say V'ato t'tzava? Why does the pasuk not use the typical language it uses? So the Das Sofer quotes a Medrash at the beginning of Parashas Vayelech. The pasuk says Vayelech Moshe. Says the Medrash, Ein Vayelech Ela Loshen Techachem. Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went. And says the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu's going is a Techacha, is Musar, is teaching Klai Yisrael how to behave. And the question is, where in the words of Vayelech Moshe is there any inspiration, any discussion about doing things better? So he explains that sometimes, or maybe all the time, the best way of giving Musar, the best way of teaching and inspiring people is not with speeches and not with words, it's with actions. V'yelech Moshe, anyone who observed Moshe Rabbeinu, observed how you are supposed to live. The biggest Musa Sefer, the biggest inspiration of how we are supposed to live is Vayelech Moshe, watching Moshe Rabbeinu's actions. And the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis says, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Yiras Shamayim, any person who is an individual who has Yiras Shamayim, Dvarav Nishmoim. Pash Pshat, Dvarav Nishmoim, is a person who's an individual who is great in Yiras Shamayim. When he speaks, people listen. But the Das Sofer says, Dvarav Nishmoim, he doesn't have to speak. If we observe an individual with Yiras Shamayim, then we become inspired and we learn how to live without hearing a word from him. The Pasuk in Shema, the Pasuk in Parashas B'Shalach says, Im Shemaya Tishma Makal Hashem Elokecha, Vayosha Be'en of Tasa, says the Medrash, Vayosha Be'en of Tasa, we understand, the Pasuk is telling us, Im Shemaya Tishma Hashem Elokecha, you listen to what Hashem says, Vayosha Be'en of Tasa, and do what's right, says the Medrash, Vayosha Be'en of Tasa, Elu Agodus Mishibachis, those are wonderful speeches. What is the Medrash saying? The Medrash is saying, if you're an individual who pays attention to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then you are Agudas Meshubachos. Then you are the best speech that could ever be made, watching you, observing you. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu's entire life was. Va'ata begins our parasha. Va'ata, observing Va'ata, observing Moshe Rabbeinu, Tetzava is the best tzivui that Moshe Rabbeinu could have ever given us. It's the best speech he could have ever given us. The Yichu Alech Hashem and Zayizach. If we observe Moshe Rabbeinu, and we observe the way he lived, and the way he conducted himself, then we will learn that we had to live a life of Shem and Zayizach. Shem and Zayiz, which is the olive oil, which was used for the menorah, represents Torah. A person like who lives a life, who watches Moshe Rabbeinu and tries to live that kind of life, then the halacha is, then the reality is, that is the best inspiration for all of us. And it goes maybe a step further. The Rambam, in Hilchos Beis Bechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, says, V'hakol chayovim livnoid ulisad ba'atzmam ubemamam. Everybody has to participate by themselves. Anoshim, v'noshim, men and women, k'migdash hamidbar. Everybody had to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, in the building of the Mishkan. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam, I think, says the Brisk Rav as well, is coming to teach us that who were the people that built the Mishkan? The people that built the Mishkan were people who they lived their lives as an example to all of us how to live. Such an individual is the one that's able to build a Mishkan. The Torah is teaching us a tremendous lesson. Who is the individual to pick to build a Mishkan? Who is an individual that we should pick to lead us, to teach us? Somebody who's a Chacham Lev, a Shemileis of Ruach Chachma, that takes the Chachma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him and uses it in the positive way, that takes the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him and uses them as they are supposed to be used. Such an individual is the one that could bring the Shechina down to this world. The Pasuk says at the end of this Pasha, when it speaks about the Kohen entering the Beis HaMikdash, entering the Mishkan, V'nishkma koiloi, and the Baal Turim quotes three times that the Torah says the word Nishma. It says Nasa V'nishma, it says in our Pasuk V'nishma koiloi, and it says in Megillus Esther V'nishma Pizgam HaMelech. So, Pshat in the Messiah. In order to be an individual who can influence others, says the Chassam Sofer, the Pasuk says, Hareini Esmarech, show me your reflection. Show me who you are. If you are living the life that is the way a person is supposed to live. And the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, after Hareini Esmarech, after you show me your reflection, after we could observe that you are living the way you're supposed to live, then Hashmeini es Koylech, you're the individual that could give speeches, and you're the individual that could give drushes, and you're the individual that could give shiurim. The Gemara often says, Shait atzmecha, first make sure that you're doing what's right, ve'achakach shait acherim, then you could teach others what to do. Nasa v'nishma, first you have to be an individual who's a Nasa v'nishma Jew, who does what he's supposed to do. And then you could be v'nishma koilei. You could give speeches and try to inspire others. And what kind of speeches should such an individual give? V'nishma pizgam ha-melech. A person who lives his life by example is the person that we ought to choose to lead us, to be the individual, the koyin of v'nishma koilei. To be the individual of a Nishma Pesgam Shamelech, to be the individual to teach us the Dvar Hashem, that's the way we get inspired, and that's why the way we learn, and that's the way we build a Mishkan, and that's the way we bring Kedusha into our lives.